हरे कृष्णा। कंपार्टमेंटलाइजेशन इज अ मेंटल मैकेनिज्म फॉर सेल्फ डिसेप्शन। कंपार्टमेंटलाइजेशन मीन्स दैट पीपल डाइवोर्स देयर लाइफ इनटू से पर्सनल एंड सोशल एंड समटाइम्स पीपल से व्हाट आई डू इन माय पर्सनल लाइफ डजंट मैटर इन माय प्रोफेशनल लाइफ एंड सो समटाइम्स पीपल थिंक दैट ओ sometimes people may be very good speakers and preachers, but if we look at their personal lives, often they don't practice what they preach. In fact, often they practice the many things which are opposite to what they are speaking. So when this happens, then they have compartmentalized, and the problem is that they have rationalized what they are doing. They think that, okay, as long as I'm speaking, well, it doesn't matter what I am doing in my public life. This is the way they not only deceive the others, they deceive themselves. So now Krishna talks about this in 3.6 in the Bhagavad Gita, when he says that karmendriyani sanyamya yasate manasa smaran indriyarthan vimudhatma mithyacharah sa uchyate. So Krishna has strong words here, mithyacharah, mithyaachara, false action or hypocrisy. What is mithyaachara? Krishna says, karmendriyani sanyamya, karma indriyani sanyamya. One is restraining one's senses physically, one is not indulging physically. Yasate manasa smaran, but internally in the mind, one is remembering what? Indriyarthan, the sense objects one is remembering. Vimudhatma, such a person is a fool. Mithyacharah sa uchyate. So Krishna is talking here about people who make a show of renunciation externally but are doing sensuous contemplations internally. So their show of renunciation simply deludes them. So when in the presence of others, in the public eye, they act in a very gentlemanly, even saintly way. But in private, often they contemplate and delight in gross, sensuous or even sinful fantasies. And this sort of compartmentalization is the mental mechanism for self-deception. We may think that we are practicing spirituality and we are advancing, but we are not. Of course, we all have our struggles and we often may not be able to live at the standard that we aspire for and we speak about. But at least we should be making an endeavor to move toward those standards. We should not think that the huge gap between, if there is a huge and glaring gap between what is expected of us and what we are doing. And if we rationalize it and we perpetuate it and we aggravate it, then that is hypocrisy. If we are in a mood of humility, trying our best to serve Krishna in all ways, serving Krishna by purifying ourselves of whatever impurities we have and of trying to share Krishna's message according to our capacity and purity, then that is fine. So what we need is that we should know that what we are thinking in our mind is going to come out in our actions. And even if it doesn't come out immediately, even if it doesn't come out grossly, still it is still contaminating us. Even if at the mental level, still it is contaminating us. And we need to purify ourselves. So rather than compartmentalizing, we need to integrate. And the process of bhakti is our inner and our outer life. All of it becomes Krishnaized. And this, the deceptive self-deception through compartmentalization ends when there is self-realization through devotion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.